Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. We have my special friend and brother-in-law, Paul Withrow, with us, Joanne's brother, and we're going to start something, and I'm guessing he's going to be one of the first to help me with this. We want to kind of look at episodes, and we'll call them something to the effect of, you know, what's your story? It's really a story of God and the God the Father and a story of love that each one of us, when we come to Jesus, when we come into that revelation that we need Him in our lives, basically, in a brief way, how did that really happen? And Paul, that's what I would like for you to, I mean, you and I both could probably talk for hours about what God did in our lives, but just give us a brief synopsis, if you can, in this episode about, you know, what is your story as far as becoming a new creation in Christ?
Okay. Well, I grew up in a moral family. So I had a conscience, you know, that I knew I was taught right and wrong, and I knew I felt guilt when I did bad things. I still hid it, still lied, still cheated, still stole, still did all those things as a kid, but I felt guilty about it. And many times, particularly when I got caught, you know, I would, you know, confess. But I wasn't happy at all. And so as a teenager, you know, I'm going through these things. Now, Joanne, in the midst of all this, you know, Joanne gets born again, and I see a difference in her. And so I was intrigued by that, but I continued on down, you know, just trying to deal with being a teenager. And then I wanted to be moral, but I couldn't. In other words, I lacked the power to be and I didn't want to disappoint my parents and disappoint Joanne and Tina, my other sister. Didn't want to do that, but I was in a pickle. I was stuck. So I kept going down that road. And then, you know, I took up sport parachuting, and it's a little bit, it's not like you have a suicidal tendency, but when you look back on it and examine it, it's like maybe a little bit, you know. Anyway, I jumped out of the airplane and I landed in a bad spot and I hit the ground very hard and broke my leg and ended up going to the emergency room. Well, it just so happened that it was a Sunday and my mother got in touch with Joanne, and she happened, she was at the church building and it was communicated to her while I was on the way to the hospital. And so she starts praying for me. Okay, and so I'm in the emergency room. And there were people in the room with me that were arguing. And so it was very tense. The doctor was there and family members, and there was argument going on. And it's a very tense situation. And the doctor looks at me and he says, son, your leg's busted up pretty bad. He said, if you don't relax, I'm going to have to do surgery on you. There's nothing. And then all of a sudden, a peace came over me. Now, I'm not a believer. I'm an unbeliever. And peace just came over me, and it wasn't dope. They weren't putting anything into my veins. I wasn't high. It was just a peace. And I just relaxed, and I just laid back, and I felt him. He said, oh, yeah, that's it. Man, this is great. So the doctor starts pulling on my leg, and I could feel pressure but no pain. And he starts moving around. He said, are you okay? I said, yeah, man, I'm fine. I've told other people this, and they said, well, you know, they shot you up with something. I said, no, they didn't either. No drugs involved. And he said, you just keep doing this, whatever you're doing. And I'm like, I'm not doing anything. It's almost like Twilight Zone kind of, you know, silence. Even though I could see people's mouth moving, the argument was still going on, but I'm just like this peace.
Wow.
Well, so he sets my leg, and then I'm like, man, what happened? You know? Well, I didn't know that Joanne was praying, and I think she was at the church meeting. I didn't know they were praying. But whatever they were praying, I think God in His mercy touched me, and I wasn't a believer. So I had the cast on, and in a few, you know, as time went on, you know, I had to wear the cast for like 8 weeks, longer than normal, because it was busted so bad. Well, anyway, in the midst of that, I went back to doing what I was already doing, and then the conviction began to come. And I remember, you know, people say, on my knees I prayed. Well, I couldn't bend one of them because the cast was almost up to my hip. So I was only bent down on one knee. And basically my sinner's prayer was, Lord, I am such a failure. If you can take the mess that I have as a life and do something with it, it's yours. Well, he took me up on it. And I haven't told this very much, but I started shaking, physically shaking. And you're going to laugh. But at that moment, in my ignorance, I said, the devil's trying to kill me.
Oh, my.
Because I'm trying to get saved. So I shut up. And the shaking stopped. And I was afraid for like 3 days to pray because I was afraid the devil's going to try to come and kill me.
Oh, gosh.
So I remember I'm sitting in a recliner, and it's so funny. It's almost, anyway, so I said, Jesus. And I didn't start shaking, and I'm like, well, okay, maybe I'll be all right. Jesus, can you hear me? You know, and I'm expecting the devil to come and start shaking me again because I'm ignorant. I didn't know what was going on. Well, the shaking didn't happen anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just began to pray, and it's amazing all the things, so many of the things that Joanne had told me about what being born again is began to, you know, wash over me. And I began to, you know, because I'd heard this stuff. I just never bowed my knee and accepted. And so he just started just imparting things to me, you know, confidence. And now I wasn't going to a church meeting anywhere. This was just one-on-one, and it was a real thing that he was comforting me. And, you know, now I was weak in the flesh and would go do things. Like, for instance, one time I knew I was living by myself at the time, and I knew I was about to go do things that I should not do. And I was about to leave the house. And it was this intimate with him. And it's like, I love you, Lord. And he's like, I'll see you when you get back. And that absolutely freaked me out.
Wow.
And sure enough, I went and did things I shouldn't do. And in the midst of it, he opened my eyes to the evil that was in the activities that I was involved in. And he showed me what sin looked like, and I was a part of it. And at that moment, I said, I'm done with this. I can't do this anymore. And so sure enough, when I went home, it's like, Lord, thank you for showing me that. And see, now that's weird to talk about repentance that way, but he showed me and I stopped it. I didn't want to do it. I mean, it was not that there was no threat. There was not a threat. There was nothing like that. You know, in the past I've said, well, the Lord kicked my tail, or the Lord, you know, busted my head, or something silly like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say that anymore. What I say is the Lord melted me, because he'll say something to me and it's no threat, no, nothing like that at all. It just simply just melts my heart. And I'm like, Lord, I'm just ignorant. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. Mm. He's like, I know you didn't know what you're doing. And, you know, and then I'm like, can you give me the power? Because I don't have the power. Can you give me the power to stop this or to begin doing something? That's still my testimony. That's the way he deals with me.
Okay, Paul, so you've come to the Lord. You're born again. What happened after that? Did you just stalemate and not grow spiritually or for a while? Or did you start getting in the Word? And how did you grow spiritually? Because we know that's so important.
Well, there was no question that I knew something had happened to me. No doubt. And I had power to stop doing what I was doing. And so that summer I spent by myself, because all my friends, if I went around these friends, which is what I was talking about, if I ever got around them, I was pulled back in. So I knew the only way I had the power not to be in the midst of it and not participate, but to just completely just stay away from, like the scripture says, you know, flee youthful lust. So I had to flee. I remember reading about Joseph. I mean, I ran out of my coat, you know. So that was my response, was just withdraw. Well, when you do that, and I wasn't necessarily going to a fellowship anywhere. It was like, well, if I withdraw, what am I going to do? Well, I just talk to Jesus all the time. I worked all summer. I ran, physically running, and that's all I did for a few months, and hung out with Christian people. But you know, I didn't know the language. I didn't know anything. So I'm listening, but it's all like mumbo jumbo. I didn't know what they were talking about. And I did go to Bible studies and, you know, and I'd go. So it was coming in, but it didn't gel. The only thing that was gelling was, people have said, well, God loves you. Okay, well, that's true. But somebody said, well, listen, I want to tell you something. Not only does he love you, he likes you. He likes hanging out with you. Why do you think he saved you? It's so you can hang out together, and he just wants to spend time with you. That's what he created you for. Now, that astounded me. And so if you're asking what was the foundation, it was he made me for the purpose of spending time with me, and how can I not want to spend time with him, knowing that that's what I'm created for? So that helped me sometimes to discern what I'm hearing from wherever, you know, whatever source, whether this is true. And as a Berean, you know, they said about the Bereans, you know, take it to the word. If I heard a preaching or teaching or something, because I mean, I was a sponge. I was out there. I mean, if I thought everybody that had a cross over their door was speaking perfect truth. So I was a sponge and I soaked it up, and all it did was confuse me. So I had to learn to be a Berean. So I had to start reading the word on my own before the Lord so he could begin to speak to me through the scriptures to help me learn how to discern what I was hearing.
Paul, thank you for sharing your story. And maybe you're out there and something in this witnessed with you. Something sparked in you that the need to know Jesus, if you don't already. I want to pray a prayer with you and just have you repeat this prayer after me, a simple prayer, so that you can come into the kingdom of God and have the kingdom of God within you. Not only will you know you're going to heaven, but you will know that heaven can flow through you while you're here on this earth. So repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. I speak with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. Come into my heart, Jesus, and make me a new creation in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, I want you to understand that you are born again. You have received the life of God within your spirit, man. And now, just like Paul did, you're going to need to renew your mind to the Word and grow spiritually. And God will lead you to do that, on how to do it. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.